Hi, this is John Doe back again with a fresh new commentary. The year's 2005. We're checking out Flight Plan, directed by Robert Sawenke. I think that's how you pronounce his surname. I don't know what I've written down here. If you want to sync up with me, guys, Region 2 DVD syncopation. Set the timestamp to zero. Film on pause. If inclined, put in your subtitles. Countdown in five and we'll sync up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit play. So I've only ever seen this film once before. I know it's set on a plane. Is there some kind of like terrorist angle? I really cannot remember. And is Sean Bean playing a bad guy? He's the El Capitano. I think it's Captain Rich or Rick. Again, what have I written down here? I think it's Rich. Captain Rich. Jodie Foster's playing the character of a Kyle Pratt. And we got Peter Skarsgård Carson. Right. Touchstone Pictures. Syncopation for syncing purposes. Brian Grazer production. Wiping subway train. Jodie Foster credit. White on black. Oh, here she is. It's a set subway, yellow subway. Where are we to? Flight plan, title. Behind Jodie, Kyle Pratt, Jodie Foster, there she is. Looking somewhat traumatised. She's always traumatised by her past, isn't she? Oh, fuck me, man. Silence of the Lambs. Deleted scene. Her father died. Different movie. So we're getting subtitles here. Foreign language. Well, she didn't responded in English. Honey. It's your father. It's the Silence of the Lambs. Oh, what? Husband, I'm guessing. Okay, that's a nice wide shot. I like it, man. Get a layout at the undergrounds. This ain't New York City. I don't know which subway. So I don't know where this is set to. The opening. Sean Bean. And Sean Bean. Definitely playing a bad guy. I could be wrong, but I think he's playing a bad guy. Oh, it's not the first time Jodie's been peering over a fucking black casket. Dripping water. Flashback. Memory flashback. Functioning more like, kind of like a nightmare memory, I guess. And the back and forth as well. Sort of like present day, I'm guessing. Then again, though, she's going about her day, but we're flashing back. So, old James Horner, composer credit, very nice. So, it's hard to say right now. Is this present day or a continuation of the flashback? Looks like this is a present day husband. Nice rack focus effect there. Flashing back here. So what, are they speaking in fucking Russian? I've no idea, man. Vladimir Putin would like to talk to you, Kyle Pratt. Jodie's processing memories. It's getting very deep and serious. She's all about processing memories, this old Jodie Foster. She's a true heavyweight. Four fucking producers. Bloody hell, man. Five. Brian Grazer. Ah, now Raven's flying off. It symbolises trauma. Cinematic trauma. Ah, husband's head, right. Okay, yeah, I called it. So, past, present, future. Hard to say right now what's going on here. Memories, within memories, dreams within dreams. I've no idea, man. So there's the director credit. Good luck trying to pronounce his surname. Oh, they got a newborn. Or a youngish child. Boy or girl. Don't really matter, I guess, you know. Looks like a boy. Maybe. It's a decent opening. Not amazing, but... Window sounds that link to previous memories. I know the cinematic language unfolding here. Somebody's outside. It's the Russian mafia across the road watching in, looking in on Jodie. She's in with the fucking Russians. He's a very powerful man, his old Vladimir Putin. He gets to everyone and everything. He'll get to you at some point if you are listening. If you don't start fucking behaving yourself, he will find you. Oh, it's a girl. Okay. Oh, our first day at school, Jodie. Again, we're flash or across the... I don't know, man. Let me guess, they're now gone. Yeah, typical, isn't it? So an element of paranoia here, i.e. is she being watched? Something to do with her past choices in life, you know? People she's been interacting with. Not her job role is hard to lock onto right now. She's probably some kind of like informer. I don't know, man. Nice passage of time shot. The snow's fairly effective. Computer generated snow by the looks of it. This girl don't want to leave. So it looks like they're catching a flight. I really don't remember this film at all. As I said, I've only ever seen it once, but probably would have seen it during release time, so yeah, it would have been 2005, you know. So you're almost talking like a 20-year gap. So this feels almost completely fresh. So they're setting up the character fairly well here. Mother. Dependable. Got a real bond with her daughter, you know. Are they setting up all of this because the daughter character's going to get abducted? Nice overhead shot again. Sort of like mirrors the subway interior shot from earlier. High angle, slightly tilted. I like it. So who is this? She seems to be fairly wealthy. She's got her own like driver. She's minted. She's wearing black gloves. The Russians have clearly funded Kyle Pratt fairly well here in life, you know. So let me guess. They're obviously going to the airport, you know. Oh, he's shady. He doesn't say anything. Just get a nice like taxi driver reflected shot. So here we go, airport. Departures, arrivals. You've got to love an airport. I love fucking airports. They're amazing, man. So New York City delayed. So where is she flying from? Yeah, I'm getting the impression she's in a foreign country here. Yeah, it's a foreign language on the Tannoy system. Julia, nice sort of rotating 360 shot here. Overhead's nice. Jodie looking for her daughter. Oh shit. She's there. She's probably just fucking about. Yeah, like, typical child, you know. Oh shit. Jodie's gonna give her a dressing down here. Yeah, don't you ever leave my side. The Russians are looking for us, and I told you. So what's the driving motivation here? Is it kind of like psychological? She's lost people before in life. She don't want it to happen again. Not really like an overbearing mother. Just looking out for her daughter. As you do, it's a fucking airport. It's heavily populated. So that's a effect shot, clearly. You get a lot of this in like early, like 2000s movies. I'll see the technologies there. So they're like keen to use it, you know. And there's an argument to say like overly using it on a lot of these like effects shots. It's kind of like the realization that they can almost do anything in a computer, you know. Sometimes it's better to shoot for real, but these are choices filmmakers, producers end up making, you know. So where's Sean Bean to? He's El, he's Do fucking Capitano, isn't he? Again, I'm struggling to lock onto the language here or where we're actually flying from. I'm assuming it's Russia, but I could be completely, you know, it's better if it's Russia. Russia play the part well as a potential enemy, you know. So you can tell this is not a real interior plane. Clearly a set. It feels like a set in regards to how the camera's moving about, you know. I mean, it's an argument to say it may not even be a set. You could be talking about green and blue screen elements here. And you'll be able to tell in regards to how the camera moves about, whether it's a set or not. I think it's a 50-50 split here between sets and like green and blue screen elements. Yeah, look, even here, this high up shot, you know, and the way the camera's moving about, you know. Oh, that'd be annoying the shit out of me. I'd be demanding to move to the front of business class, you know. Overly annoying. It is business class. Much better. Way more spacious. Just get more leg room, you know. So where are the bad guys to? Here they are. Here come the fucking terrorists. Look at them. Jodie's looking on. She's very perceptive. She can spot a terrorist or two, or three, or four. It's fucking Bin Laden's crew, innit? It's 9/11 part two unfolding right now. Maybe, maybe not. But we've got a fighting chance if Sean Bean's the fucking dude, El fucking Capitano. Where's he to? So it's sort of like setting up the movie, in-flight movies today, right? We've got World Trade Center and Castaway. Yeah? Bon appetit. Right, mate. He's going to start hitting on Jodie here, you can tell. So here we go. We're working towards the front of the plane. So big Sean Bean entrance incoming here. Here we go. Hello, Bean. Here he is. Sean Bean. And you... Oh, is that snow or water? Oh, they're cleaning the plane. It's a little bit icy. The plane looks completely computer... This shot looks completely computer-generated. Look, man. The plane don't even look fucking real. I'm worrying about Sean Bean's character. You know old Sean Bean. He likes to die. A lot of his, like, acting choices in life are based on the caveat, I need to die. The role needs to be suicidal. Right. You're a plane expert, Jodie. So who's this chopper in? Are they just cleaning the plane some more? So it's okay so far. Minor criticism though in regards to how many light effects shots we're getting at the moment. Yeah, they're really going to town with it, I've got to say. And I've got to say the film looks somewhat dated, you know. So they're flying to New York. But clearly, they're flying overseas, so it's going to be a long flight. So I wonder if we're going to get any more of the flashbacks, because they obviously started the movie that way, went in pretty heavy with her memories, you know. So there's obviously some kind of like terrorist angle here. I'm trying to read the terrain right now, the setup, all these characters. And also, are they going to sell a potential terrorist angle? You know, this is like a post 9/11 movie. So what are they going to come up with here? Unless we got a fucking suicidal Sean Bean pilot character. And if that's the case, they're all fucking done for, you know? Shaking the shit out of the fucking. What kind of shot is this here? Cargo containers? Oh, we're actually on the fucking plane. I thought we were still on the fucking runway. So there's a fucking coffin on this plane. What the fuck, man? So it's not our fucking husband's body. It's below. It's on the plane. The coffin. I'm not entirely sure what's going on here. So did he die in Russia and they're flying back the corpse? And let me guess. These two are about to take a wander off is, I don't know, potentially going to save their life. Yeah, I feel like they need to start introducing the bad elements pretty quickly. A nice another effects shot. This is a justifiable effects shot, though, especially when you're filming a plane at night. It's not as if that's something you can shoot for real. So that's fine. Yeah, look at the bluish kind of like color scheme in it. Night shot interior. Yeah, all we're getting right now are sets and effects. Oh, look. The girl again. She doesn't listen to her mother. She's gone wandering off. So this is a great shot. This is almost like the cover of the oh, see, I'm watching this Region 2 DVD. This is kind of like the cover shot in it. Jodie looking wide-eyed, bluish look interior plane. This guy's really fucking annoying, isn't he? It's like, I don't know you, mate. You're overly talking. I don't want to talk. I don't want you whispering in my fucking ear for 10 hours, you know? Three hours already. Interesting. Don't tell me we were going to get some kind of angle here. The daughter goes missing. I don't remember any of this. It's kind of nice, man. Feels nice and fresh as a viewing experience. So where are the air stewardesses to? Somebody? Anybody? Surely that's the first thing you do, you know? Can't find my daughter. Help. Nice sort of tracking shot here. Yeah, I like it, man. Can tell it's a sea of fucking sets, you know? So this is the rich ass business class social area. Fairly spacious interior plane landscape, I've got to say. So, as a passenger, you're free to just like roam about. Fair enough. Yeah, I'm wondering if this is going to be the narrative angle to the storyline. Missing daughter. Kind of nice setup if they can pull it off, because you're like, how is this possible? We're on a plane, fairly limited space. Where's my daughter to? Jodie's selling this very nicely. Subjective camera, wide-eyed. Oh, yeah, she's clearly involved. This fucking bitch. Oh, these little like glances. Who's who? You could go a little bit full blown Alfred Hitchcock with a lot of this to see what choices the filmmakers end up making here, you know? How strange. It's probably a logical reason. Toilet, maybe, I don't know, man. It's a little bit of turbulence. Yeah, definitely a set. You can tell. They like these camera angles you'd never be able to achieve on a real plane, you know. There's a teddy bear. So she's done a loop. Nice low angle shot here. Is that where they're supposedly sat to? Your daughter? She never existed. Revelation 6. Nah, she was never really there. Wow, how strange is this gonna get? So, air stewardess sending out a message on the tannoy system. If the girl don't come back, you're like, oh shit, what's going on here, man? So is this choppering in on Sean Bean? Here we go. So what have we got here? I see Bean, what is he, potentially American, and then I see a Russian co-pilot. So shit, this is the fucking movie. Missing Daughter. I kind of like it in this. Obviously it's not great for Carl Pratt. AKA Jodie Foster, but she'll figure it out. Yes, she's really selling the worrying anguish brilliantly right now. Yeah, surely they've got to do a sweep. I don't know, man, because I don't want to start generalizing, but we did see, was it four Muslim guys get on earlier? Where are they to? You know? We had a moment, they're technically looking back at the camera, you know, from kind of like Jodie's perspective. So, kind of wondering here if we are going to get any potential interactions between Jodie Foster and Sean Bean. Oh, Or is there going to be some potential the terrorists have abducted the young girl, using her potentially as some kind of like bargaining tool? I don't know. Many possibilities here. Nah, didn't see anything. Yeah, mate. Good to know that you're fucking listening. Oh, yeah, they're all in on it. I hope you never find your daughter. Yes. Kind of logical. Yeah, she's got to be somewhere, man. But I guess there's potentially you got the underground element, the cargo area below. I mean, that's supposedly where this fucking random coffin's to. What's she looking on here at these fucking air stewardesses? Look, what's going on here? Some big fucking conspiracy at play. Look at this, man. Oh, this is going full blown fucking Alfred Hitchcock now. They're all in on it. Look. She's a Russian informant. Look. They got no record. Oh, fuck me, man. So, I'm not saying it justifies the opening, but there was this kind of like angle, what's real, what's not, you know, in regards to this character, Kyle Pratt, and her like current psychological state. It's not what's in the box. What's in the fucking coffin? Is it a husband character or a fucking daughter, you know? Yeah, Jodie's absolutely seen chewing here. Let me guess, it's no longer there. La 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 la. Oh, fuck me, what does this say? Some other characters processing grief that's now distorted her current reality. Fuck me, man. Fuck me. There is no daughter. So it's kind of like a pretty daring setup here. And it's all kind of come down to the payoff, you know. Big concept. Normally, majority of films will fail with such a big setup. Ah, now she needs to get to Sean Bean. What's he gonna do? He's just a fucking pilot. See, look, post 9/11 now, you can't get to the pilot. Impossible. Look. Yeah, the air marshal's like, look, love, we don't want another fucking 9/11. You gotta come with me. Oh, so this guy. Look at the state of these guys' fucking eyes. Oh, there it is. So she does technically exist. What is going on here, man? I'd be surprised if Sean Bean's involved. I mean, it's just technically the pilot, but. Yeah, and then she glances at her. Something's not right here. excuse. I'm literally stating the bleeding obvious, but yeah, it's like who's who here. And I think a lot of it's coming down to these fucking air stewardesses. One of them's involved. So it's wonderful to see these two going at it. Two heavyweights, Jodie Foster and Sean Bean. Oh, look, he's already starting to question her fucking psychological state. Oh, you're right, so you like to pop pills. Right. So it's still the, yeah, the casket, potential husband character. So they're asking now we're going to get a sequence below. Surely they got to check the body. So he looks a little bit concerned. Captain Rich or Rick. Something not right about this guy. And it's all in his fucking eyes. I don't know, Kyle Pratt. You're clearly processing grief. Oh yeah, I see the reference there, post 9/11. I like it, man. I mean, they're on a flight course. I mean, fuck me, how long's this fucking flight, you know? It's not as if anyone can go anywhere. Yeah, I have no idea right now in regards to how this is going to play out. I have some possible conclusions, but let's just sit back and enjoy it. It's not too bad as a movie. I mean, it could easily fall apart come the end in the revelation. Where's Jack Bauer when you need him? He'd figure all of this out. I know that he's more inclined to be dealing with terrorists, but maybe he could resolve a mother's grief, you know? So it looks like the captain's believing her story. And she seems to be fairly genuine, you know? I'd be more inclined to keep her away from the rest of the passenger crew. I don't know. I have a feeling somebody's got to the girl. I mean, the big unknown area right now is below. It's the cargo area. That they've yet to check, you know? Because they seem to be checking everywhere else, you know? So this is below. Here we go, yeah, look. Yeah, they've got to check it, man. I mean, how would the girl know to go down there unless somebody took her down there, you know? So who's flying the fucking plane right now? I guess the co-pilot. I guess you can sort of put it on autopilot. Once you get to a certain kind of like altitude, the plane can sort of fly itself. So, okay, here we go. See a fucking computer screens, air vents, giant like air cylinder area. So we're starting to get a little bit more music now kicking in. It's not like overly scored in any way, this film. So I'm not convinced about this. There's something not right about this guy. Look at him. Yeah, did anybody actually check his fucking credentials, you know? Or is he some kind of like third party security guy? This is like a post 9/11 thing, isn't it? You know? I don't know, man. I really believe the daughter's gone, and she can't come to terms with it. Sort of like repeated interior areas, and they're quite a difficult thing to pull off. I guess it all comes down to the script and potential like set pieces. Oh, they're fucking look, not fit to do their fucking jobs. Look at them. There's got to be some kind of clue. We need a clue. Somebody. Look. Yeah, look. Yeah, Jodie's playing the fucking 9/11 card here, innit? Look. She's clocked. It's Bin Laden's crew, innit? Part two crew. Yeah, look. Suicide bombers. I'm not a bomber. Yeah, it's kind of like a little like 9/11 angle here. Yeah. With the suspects. Yeah, what do you know? Are they involved? She's starting to read between the lines here. So there's gonna be a moment here with Sean Bean's character. He's gonna like, you need to stop. Yeah, look. No. What? Who put you in charge? All right, mate. You seem to be whispering in her. Yeah, piss off. Oh, now he's playing the delusional card. You will sit down, Carl Pratt. I won't ask you again. So this guy's Carson. Yeah, Peter. Sarsgaard. Don't really recognize him as an actor. One minor criticism right now in regards to like tension slash who's who. I don't think they're really nailing the right who's potentially involved angle. I don't think they're doing enough in regards to like editing, camera angles, and the use of music. Yeah, I feel like I could be handling this a little bit better. More so in like a cinematic sense, you know. Because I'm getting no vibes right now in regards to the Sean Bean character, the pilot. I mean, if you to ask me, do you think? All right, she's starting to remember, but then again, oh, these guys. Okay, this is a little bit ridiculous. Slow motion. Oh yeah, 9/11 terrorists. Did they? Are these the guys across the? Across the courtyard in the window. Julia. It's kind of like her individual she's previously seen in her past now manifesting on the flight itself. Again, moments like this really aren't. I mean, it's okay. It's kind of how they're sort of attempting to utilize the cinematic language here. It's not brilliant. It's not terrible. It's kind of in the middle right now. It's a little bit unfortunate because you've got an unbelievable actress in like Jodie Foster, so you just want to. They need to tighten a lot of this up, you know? Because what they could have done here, I see we just had that moment, super slow-mo, she's running towards him. You could have flashed back to the actual courtyard itself and then intercut it with these guys on the plane. Just to connect it a little bit better, as opposed to her just shouting out, like, oh yeah, it's the guys from the courtyard, you know? God, I got a fucking audience. So what is it? Osama bin Laden. Hilton. Phone call. Bin Laden. Where? What? When? Oh, fucking anti-Muslim guy on board. Why would they take the? Oh no! Take him out, Jody. Fuck them up. Oh, they're gonna lock her away. She's out of control. I mean, you know, if Jodie Foster's out of control, something bad's gone down, you know? She is like the sea of truth, you know? Oh, yeah, 9/11 fucking instigator. Yeah, it's kind of like this 9/11 angle subtext. Makes total sense, you know? Kind of crazy for them not to bring it up, you know? Yeah, why would they take your daughter in regard? Just what and how? In what way does that connect back to her life, past job, or jobs she's had? I don't know, man. So she's adamant it's them. I think that's clearly the question to ask. Yeah, what makes you so special? Is this reality or paranoia right now? Yeah, I feel like they're going all in here with this setup. As I said, it all comes down to the payoff. Are they going to be able to pull it off or not? I don't know, man. I mean, it's, you know, a potential angle that she's completely crazy, you know? So is this Beano? Sean Bean's calling the shots now. It's a fucking lockdown. Now she's going to be coming after him. So they're doing a fairly decent job here with the interior. Here he is. He's gonna fucking grab her, look. Don't you raise your voice in front of me. I'm the captain. Oh, she's dead. So what? Casket? What is it? Oh shit. So the husband's dead, supposedly. Oh what? So did she lose them both? What date? All right, so it's a suicide run, husband and daughter. Interesting. What's this fucking eyeball shot? What the fuck is it? Are we transitioning back? Kind of weird overlapping effects shots here. So we're flashing back and it's intercutting with the subway from the start. We're all crazy with these fucking special effects. Yeah, don't I feel like an early 2000s film here with these fucking effects, man? Yes, it's pretty sensible, isn't it? I don't know, man. I really don't know about any of this. Put her in a fucking straitjacket. She's out of control. She's the most emotionally unfucking here. Tie her up, tie her up. Still not buying any of this. Somebody's involved here. Look. Oh, she's running. Super slow-mo, side on. Showcasing the set. Oh, here we go. Bin Laden's henchman's just taken her out. Take a tumble, Jody, and we're clearly going to flash back here, innit? Oh, man. So I wonder if they've tied her down or they're just letting her lie down. Passage of time is going to be interesting here. Because she slept for 3 hours. Here we go. How long have we been flying for? Kind of interesting the fact that they just sat her back down and didn't attempt to put her somewhere else. So let me guess, onboard fucking psychologist camera, character, camera angles, everything's incoming right now. Right. Fucking weird, isn't it? It's like part of her fucking education to become a psychiatrist involved lowering the tone of her voice. Very, very hypnotic, yes? I want to know everything. I want to feed off your past trauma and emotions. Feed me now. Don't talk to her, Jody. Don't say anything. No comment. Oh, here we go. Again, this could be the whole angle on it in regards to this character, Kyle Pratt. She's got a breakthrough, process this, whatever it is, from her past. Probably going to get another flashback here. It's probably with you in a spirit. She's adamant the daughter still alive. wonder if this is it. She processed the husband's death, but not her daughter's death. Couldn't let go. So no criticism at all in regards to Jodie Foster's performance in this film. She's doing everything she can. There are just a few other elements that aren't quite matching what Jodie's doing right here. I think it's more from a like visual staging aspect. A couple of issues with like how the narrative's sort of like unfolding. As I said though, this is like a high concept movie. Very, it's a hard thing to pull off. So I'm fascinated to see how this plays out. Kind of weird, man. I have seen this film before. I just don't remember any of this, you know. Nice kind of like reflected two shot there. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, we're going to get it again here. It's like almost her face and her daughter, and then it rack focuses. Oh, yeah. She can see the heart. Again, this is probably going to trigger the fact. Oh, she's still on board. Is that heart even there? I don't know, man. It's fading out again. Kind of almost seeing her daughter to the right here. Yeah, look. Yeah, she's not buying into any of this. Yeah, here we go. Full-blown wandering sequence incoming. She's not buying into any of this. My question is anybody on board actually involved? It's hard to say, man. This is an aspect that they're, for me, not. I just feel like they could be doing a lot more with this, you know? It's more than like the paranoia angle, you know? It's like this guy is watching her every move. I've played the angle with this guy, Carson, that he's kind of like this external security guard. I'm not buying it, man. I'm not convinced regarding Carson. Look at him. So she's handcuffed. What the fuck, man? So they're not taking any chances. Did he fucking handcuff her? Or did the pilot ask him to do that? Kind of like what they've done with Jodie Foster's hair here. It's kind of like she almost looks a little, yeah, slightly different. Here we go. She's suited and a booted. Oh, she's going into the fucking air vents. Fucking time to John McClane this shit up, Kyle Pratt. Question is, why would her daughter be up here, man? I don't know what she's going to fucking find here, if anything, man. I don't start fucking with the fucking cables. What is she doing? Look. She's going to compromise the fucking flight. It's a suicide run now, isn't it, for Jodie? Getting a nice, beautiful cable sequence. I don't know what is she doing here. Oh, fuck me, man. She's lost her fucking mind. Ah, oh, no, we're choppering downwards into the fucking ocean. Everybody put on your gas mask and breathe. What's she fucking doing here with these fucking cables, man? So she's killing the lights, man. What is she doing, man? Oh yeah, let's fucking pick and choose cable sequence. No way, no way. This is a comical fucking sequence, man. So she. Did she kill the lights in order to now so she can move around? Fuck me, man. All I a racial fucking Muslim, Maya, for kill the Taliban! We're not like a million miles away from like fucking panic room here. All these like enclosed areas, you know. We're witnessing the closed areas part of Jodie Foster's old filmography. Interior spaces. Masterclass. So it's now getting more and more ridiculous with these like below areas. Look. So where's this fucking coffin to, man? Kind of nice camera shot here. Yeah, not too bad. This is kind of like prime time Jodie Foster right now, all action, you know? Oh, she's fit, isn't she? Physically fit. She's always been fit as an actress. I don't mean that in a sense of, yeah, she's an attractive woman, but she's just in great, she's always been in like great shape, like mentally and physically. I don't know how old she is here as maybe in her 40s, I'm guessing. Maybe late 30s. Nah, probably 40s, I would guess. There needs to be a shift here. All right, here we go now. Assuming she can get into the fucking casket. I mean, we've been like building towards this moment, so they need to. Yeah, as an audience viewer, they need to give me something here. Oh, fucking hell. It's sealed. Sealed by the fucking Russians. Guess the code. Oh, so she knows the code. Oh, here we go. Oh, so it's the husband. So that adds up. Fucking hell. Baby. Help me, husband. Oh, if he wakes up here. Oh, shit. I think this is Carson. Yeah, I would take her in here. She's a fucking liability. It's like she's attempting to bring down the fucking plane right here. She's completely out of control. Yeah, this is practical. They need to get the plane fucking. We'll land the plane, and then we'll sort you out. But you don't move out. You don't move from now on. So are they landing? That's a precaution. I don't know how far away they are from it, because obviously this flight's for NYC, isn't it? So you've got a lot of like ocean to traverse. So where are they fucking landing to? Unless it's, well, unless they're already there, I don't know, man. Well, she's basically committed a crime here. Fucking around in the fucking air vents with fucking wires. Lock her up, you know? Yeah, one thing they're failing to do here is the involvement of other people on board. Yeah, they could have done this a lot better. Jodie's brilliant, but again, you're like, you're all these people, you're really not like suspecting anyone else. Everyone's clapping her. The fuck, man? Oh, clapping her for providing onboard entertainment by attempting to crash the plane. Clap, clap. What a legend. Oh, a Taliban would be proud of Jodie Foster over this fucking performance, you know? So, cuffed her, matey needs to sit right by her. It's just kind of like ironic clapping, you fucking idiot. Well done. It's like they've moved everybody away from her as well. Look, all these empty seats. Maybe you need to let go, Kyle. I have a feeling this film's not going to deliver with this fucking revelation ending. I have my doubts. It's still highly watchable, but there's just so much more they could have done with it, you know. What is going on here, man? What is going on here? What's Carson up to? Oh, she's gonna go walk about again. So now we're following Carson. Probably the first time in the movie the cameras sort of actually broke away from Jodie Foster's. Look, what's going on here with Carson? I called it. I knew something went right about this guy. Look. So what? Don't tell me now we're gonna see the daughter. This is ridiculous. Gonna potentially be a little bit far fucking fetched. So now Carson's gone fucking rogue. Look, they failed to check his fucking credentials, you know. Trying to give us a lot of like these like subjective camera. Look, yeah, subjectivity, you know. Almost like looking back at the audience. I kind of get it, because what is this? You could potentially class this film as a psychological thriller, I guess. So subjectivity becomes important, you know? It's kind of like a voyeurism, isn't it? You feel like you're being watched, characters watching each other. Who's who? Who's who, eh, Carson? Carson? Fuck me, this is ridiculous, man. Look, so he's fucking about. So what is this? Fucking explosives on board? C4? I don't know. Is he detonating shit? Did fucking Bin Laden recruit a white guy? Fucking Osama's fucking mixing it up here with this fucking recruitment. Assuming Carson's about to go full-blown fucking terrorism. Where's the daughter to? Fuck me, man. I don't know what's going on here. Is he rigging up to explode this fucking plane? C4? This is C4 shit, isn't it? I've seen Predator. What the fuck, man? Get to the fucking do fucking chopper. Oh, where's the fucking daughter? Well, this is completely fucking farcical now. So what? The daughter's now on board and now fucking... This guy's about to fucking detonate the fucking plane. This is ridiculous, man. Yeah, this is so, like, over, completely far-fetched. Look. So how did they not check this fucking secret area? So what's going on between these two? They. So Carson is... Oh, now he's trying to pin it on the fucking Muslims. Yeah, there's way too much going on here. You got the daughter angle, terrorist angle, manipulating angle here with Carson. It's like, pick a lane. Pick a narrative lane, you know? Or if you're going to play all of these different cards, you've got to do it in a more subtle manner. That's just too on the surface, baby. And I'm not buying this revelation with this fucking character, you know? So now we're going to get a full-blown fucking Sean Bean fighting back moment. You know Bean. Bean always has... The Beano has to fight back. Take her down. Who's fucking who? Who fucking cares if, to any of this? Yeah, it's not brilliant, man. So she's now involved. Look. Oh, now you're a part of it. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, this just... I'm not buying into any of this. Did they need to set up this angle sooner? I don't know, man. I know they... It's like kind of ridiculous. I know, I get this is like a post 9/11 movie, but they, you know, the obvious setup was, obviously they had the potential Muslim terrorists on board and now they've decided to attempt to do something else, you know? I can't believe there would have been many cinema goers like, oh man, I didn't see this coming. My God, revelation. How amazing, you know? It's all a little bit shooed in, isn't it? So this is ridiculous now because like Jodie Foster's character's pissed off screen for like 5 minutes. So... Yeah, I'm struggling to sustain him. So now we know he's involved. Oh, fuck. It's a classic Hitchcock moment, isn't it? We know, but she don't know. Look. But I don't feel on edge to any of this, you know? That could still potentially be this angle that she's fucking crazy. Clearly... The girl's on board. Right, so he's telling her a different fucking story. So we've only got just over 20 minutes left here. I feel like there's so much they need to tie up here. Right. Well, she doesn't suspect. So they're about to land. Yeah, how's Kyle potentially going to lock onto Carson here and his involvement, you know? Yeah, where are we landing to? This ain't fucking JFK airport. Where are we to? God knows, man. So I think this is some kind of precautionary landing, if I was paying attention correctly. What a weird fucking camera angle this is. Look. What a weird fucking shot. That's a ridiculous camera shot there. It's fucking terrible, man. Tilted runway camera shot. Static. Fucking pointless, man. It's an effects shot. It's a sea of fucking effects shots. I don't know where we're to, man. Out in the fucking sticks. So now it's a negotiation he negotiated with the pilot. Oh, now they've surrounded the plane. And obviously she don't know what's going on. Well, he's pinning it on the fucking Muslim guys. This is ridiculous, man. So everybody's leaving, so now they're setting it up. Kyle, Carson and El Capitano. Showdown. Place your bets. And that other bitch that's involved with fucking Carson. This is fucking ludicrous, man. And the daughter's in the fucking cargo container. I forgot about her. This is unbelievable. So there's... I don't even know... There's supposedly law enforcement outside, but this is still unfolding inside. Oh, the fuck, man. Yeah, this is pretty ropey right now. Such a shame, man, because you've got some brilliant actors here, but... Captain! There are multiple... There are going to be multiple Sean Bean captains appearing in a minute. Maybe, maybe not. So is he actually going to let on in... Oh, fuck me, man. Too many narrative through lines at play here. Your money has been wired. Narrative plotline number 5. And Kyle Carson's involved. Revelation Kyle. Look at Carson. Wait here. I'm not involved. Are you involved? I am the agent. Yeah. Process him, Jody. He's a bad guy. Process him. And he's also... C4'd up the fucking plane, hasn't he? This is fucking ridiculous. Now we are in New York, because there's a yellow school bus. What the fuck? Yeah, I look a little bit confused like Jodie Foster does right now. Oh, it's him. Now she realises. What? Carson, you manipulating bastard. Oh yeah, Jody. Deliver those lines, however ropey they may be. Oh, detonation, eh, Carson? Oh, now he's getting back on board. This is unbelievably bad right now. You want to play? Want to take a tumble? This is so fucking ridiculous, man.
I'm the hijacker. I got your daughter. Yeah, you're not crazy. My name's Carson. Are you just... Jody, did you just take the paycheck with this role? I know the dialogue is fucking ridiculous right now.
Oh, everybody get off the plane.
What kind of movie is this right now? Oh, I thought this was a psychological thriller, but it's gone
There's a Pound Man fucking terrorist movie.
She's giving him fucking daggers. So come on, man, let's at least utilise Sean Bean. He can help out here, he's muscle bound, you know? I'm surprised old fucking Beano's getting off here. He loves a suicide run. Sean Bean should be like, look, yeah, I need to die. I've always got to die in every role I play. Yeah, you need to send him to fucking God, Beano. So I've got to say it, Sean Bean's barely in this fucking movie. So it's just the two of them now on board.
Oh yeah, Jodie, fire extinguish his head off.
So she's not fucking about. So here we go. The daughter. Well, they've shown it to us. So she's doing the right thing. Cuff this guy. So he's not going anywhere. But again, though, is the narrative going to potentially come back on itself? So somebody behind her, it's the other woman, isn't it? Yeah, look, behind you. Trust no one, Jodie.
She's avionics. She's Russian.
Oh, and he's got another fucking gun. How convenient. So the first shot's being fired, super slow-mo. So it's going action, thriller, terrorist movie now. Great. Keep running. So let's utilise this expensive set one more time. See, I would have kept Sean Bean on board here. Have a kind of like 2 versus 2, you know? And Beano and Jodie fighting back. So I gotta say, this guy, this actor playing Carson, is not great. He's trying to do crazy, but fuck, I'm not buying into it at all.
Oh yeah, mate. Very sweaty, squinty eyeballed fucking responses. You killed him.
Fuck knows.
An X-ray coffin. Hijacking coffin. We needed it. We needed to fake out your daughter for the coffin. What?
It's kind of ridiculous as well. They set up, obviously, this Kyle Pratt character. With, like, she's got, like, an understanding of, like, plain interiors. Just how convenient, isn't it, you know? It's just to showcase these fucking expensive sets, you know? It's kind of like almost like Poundland use of subjective camera shots as well. It's not brilliant, man. Fucking hell, man. Oh no, I'm not on edge in any way to any of this. Kind of feel like she needs to get weaponized here. Because as it stands, it's 2 versus 1. There's thudding in the distance. Is it the daughter? I sort of like, I gave her a lot of like reflected shots here. There's Carson faking out. Oh, he's climbing up. I'm trying to get to the daughter. Cat and mouse. Poundland version.
It's the Russian informant.
Side on, wide, exterior shot. What? Are you Russian?
Ah, two bitches going at it.
dueling edited sequences. What about you? You want to kill my girl? Oh yeah, Jody, knock her out. And back comes down Carson. And take a tumble, Carson. This is fucking horrendous. I can't put Rant in front of this commentary. I refuse to do it, considering the fact that my favourite actress is starring in this movie. So we're going to say bang, just below average right now for this film.
Oh yeah, let some air in.
It's awful, man, with the fucking staging. So the daughter, tell me she's there. This guy's terrible as a bad guy. Oh, did she get off the platform? Oh, it's his fucking sidekick. Barely been in the fucking movie as they lock eyes. No one cares. Half the audience is fucking asleep right now. No one cares. We care about Jody. You've always got to care about Jody. Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's not a real daughter. It's a doll daughter. A mannequin doll daughter. Look, look.
Julia, I was never real.
Oh, here he comes. Poundland bad guy. So she is real. There is a reality. There is a daughter. A mother and a daughter. Hugging.
Mummy, my eyes are all fucking imploded.
I don't understand what's going on outside as well. Because aren't there loads... So now there's obviously the C4. Oh yeah, the plane is rigged. What? Surrounded plane. What? Mother and daughter. What? Too much going on, yes. Oh yeah, Carson. You really are sinister as a bad guy. Not. You fell off the fucking acting roof, Carson.
Come out. Give it to me.
No, no one's coming to watch your fucking movie, Carson. Come on, where's Sean Bean to? Come on, let's get some super slow-mo 11th hour rescuing Sean Bean moment. Running into shot, suplex this guy out of fucking cinema. Yeah, it's over. We'll be over in about 10 minutes, viewers. So Jody's obviously way smarter than this fucking guy. We get it. We know it. I could have done this so much better in regards to an actual believable bad guy. Blow him up. Yeah. Oh yeah. Do it. Fucking hell, so she's blown him up. Fucking hell, man. Yeah, why not? When in Rome, you know?
Ah, she blew him up, but it didn't blow up the entire plane.
Oh, no, he's looking on. She did it.
Oh, the fake fucking plane's just blown up.
None of this is real. None of it.
There's an unreality to all of this.
It's what I would consider to be a paycheck movie. Jodie's earned this, so she's a double Oscar-winning actress, so she just took the paycheck here. It's fine, I don't mind. Do it. What is she holding? Daughter, how bad is this fucking dialogue? She's holding her daughter? You telling me the daughter was fucking real? Computer-generated fucking daughter shot moments? Oh yeah, everybody's looking on. The daughter's real. Wide-eyed.
Sean Bean's staring back, thinking, how much are they paying me for this fucking role? I've barely done jack fucking shit. Take the paycheck, Beano. So now there's a reality. Now it's like a real runway. Well, this is still computer generated a little bit. Yeah, not great, guys. All over the place. Just the final act, man. All these different plot strands appearing from nowhere, you know? Overblown all over this place. And also, this film's just over 90 minutes, but way too much fat on this fucking movie, you know? So we fade to black. So the husband's dead. Tick. The daughter's real. Tick. She's not crazy. Tick. What a wasted opportunity with the Captain Sean Bean character. To have it all kicking off at the very end and then not to use Sean Bean. What a missed opportunity, you know? Oh, here we go. Look, it's not over. Oh, so they got the girl. So where did they... FBI, so we are in New York. I saw a yellow school bus. So it must... Berlin. So did the film open in fucking Germany? Was I wrong? It wasn't Russia. Right. Christ, man. Yeah, it's middle of the road, innit? Middle of the road cinema, this. Bang average. Or I'd just say slightly below average. Oh, there's a psychiatrist character. Right. Oh, there was a girl. Right. Yeah. Shafts of light ending moments. Liberation. Into the light we go. The music's rising. There was a girl. No one cares. The girl, the daughter's head should just fall off. And end on Jodie screaming into the camera, fade to black. So she's obviously completely flawless, as always, Jodie. Yeah, you can never fault her as an actor. Oh, look, now, look. Post 9/11 redemption Muslim characters are now the good guys. Right. Forgive and forget, eh? Christ, man. So, fade to white. So it's ended. Yeah, it's not great, man. Christ, how long are the credits? It's saying here about 6 minutes. Oh, fuck me, man. And the credits are spinning around right now. Yeah, it went in a bit too much with like special effects, but as I said, this was very much a thing early 2000s. You know, the technology was really starting to kick in. You know? Yeah, it's a lot of this. Certainly a whole load of effects shots on the plane itself, you know? Nice though. Nice to sit through this. I'll probably never watch this film ever again, but second viewing. You know? It's Jodie Foster release week. It's her birthday, so I had to cover some commentaries. But we've got something better coming up later in the week. Actually releasing on the Jodie's birthday itself. I think the 19th of November, guys. I've recorded a commentary for the movie The Accused. So that's Jodie's first Oscar.
And obviously, that's a way better movie than Flight Plan. So look forward to that if you are interested. So kind of like an overly long credits sequence in it. I've completely switched off now. Visual effects, CIS, Hollywood, oh my god. Animators, FX artists. Feel like they spent too much money on the effects. Needed to spend a little bit, although clearly the film needed a few more rewrites, you know. I'm just saying it was one of those type of movie, got to pick a lane. What's your genre? What's your lane? What tonal lane, you know? Because come the end, it was trying to do everything at once, you know? And then ultimately not really locking onto anything, you know? Type of movie, it's trying to be clever and it's not, you know? So just winding this nonsense down. I've taken my earphones out so I can't hear the music. How long more have we got this? Fuck me. Long credits, innit? Still saying another 4 fucking minutes. What the fuck, man? Credit sequence that would rival Return of the King, baby. So it was a toss-up between Flight Plan and Panic Room. I chose the shorter film because I was a little bit limited with time, and this is like 90 minutes. Panic Room's closer to 2 hours. So obviously at some point we will get to Panic Room, which if I remember, I only ever seen it once, is a lot better than Flight Plan. Oh, David Fincher, you know. Again, though, as I said, another like isolated movie, interiors, you know. As I said, this was Jodie's little stint here in her career. Keeping it nice, tight interior. Choices as well, like that film roles. It's fine, you know. So, yeah, Germany was the location, not fucking Russia. Oh, well. So there's an actual German unit. Were they actually shooting in Germany? Because it's impossible to tell, man. Fuck me, how long is left here? So just winding down, guys. Flight Plan, 2005. Robert was your director. Jodie Foster was the star. Sean Bean barely featured throughout. Very disappointed about that. Wasted opportunity, you know. Well, fuck me, it's an actual film where Sean Bean actually survived, so that's pretty much a first, yeah, you know. Cool, guys, done our lungs left here. Oh, fuck me, man. Too long, man, for credits. Hollywood Records soundtrack. Don't think I'll be downloading that. Kenny the Shark footage. What? So Studio Hamburg, German production. Arriflex cameras. Very expensive. Cool, guys. 2005. Signing off this commentary. Be back again soon with something a little bit better. Bye now.